Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so that period of post-draft, post-free agency, and post-team workouts, mini camps, OTAs, and now we're in that 5-week period before training camp begins. We have had an off season, and we can start to guess on a few things. I think it's pretty dangerous to guess on anything or be really conclusive about anything. If you've followed the NFL for as long as most of us have, you understand that you probably don't have an understanding of what players are or what teams are this time of year, but I'm going to take a shot at it anyway. I'm going to give you a couple of things that I think we know about this team heading into 2025. That would be the Commanders. And I'm going to give you a couple of things that I think we are unsure of at this point heading into 2025. Let's start with the positive. You know, what do we know about this team? And I'm talking about, you know, obvious things, things that, you know, aren't really that debatable. You know, we know that this team has a really good quarterback. We know that. They got a really good quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I also think we know that this team has a really good coaching staff, you know, a really good head coach, you know, elite level, who knows, but really good. Very good coordinator, certainly on the offensive side. And then when it comes to kind of the personnel, I think we certainly have a sense right now that offensive line is improved, that the O-line's got a chance to be an improved area of the team. They obviously traded for Laremy Tunsil, one of the best pass-blocking left tackles in the game, one of the best all-around left tackles in the game, period. They drafted a guy that we've heard very good things about so far. Doesn't mean it'll hold up when the real games begin. But drafting Josh Connerly Jr. gives them a chance to open up the season with two totally different tackles. A left tackle in Tunsil, a right tackle in Connerly Jr. And by the way, a move of Brandon Coleman to left guard, taking over eventually when Cosmi comes back for Nick Allegretti, who struggled at times last year, you know, especially pass blocking wise. So I do think what we know about this team now entering this 6 weeks of quiet, 5 weeks of quiet before training camp begins and before we get into, you know, the countdown to the first preseason game. Got a quarterback. We knew that. Have a coaching staff that's pretty solid. We've known that. The offensive line should be better. It should be not only better, it should be pretty good. You know, it should be massively improved. They have an elite left tackle. They have a right tackle that they think has a chance to be really good. He's a rookie, so it may take time. And they've shifted around some things to maybe cover up a weakness in Allegretti that they may be moving on from, you know, once 2025 is in the books. So I think we know that the O-line is improved and should be better. We also know that they are bigger on defense up front. I don't know how that manifests itself. We don't know the answer to that. But we do know that they made a conscious effort to go out and get bigger people on defense up front. Javon Kinlaw, Eddie Goldman. And then, you know, combined with what they hope they have coming back in Daron Payne, who they spoke very highly of early in the minicamp in the OTA period, they wanted to get bigger because the bully in the division and the bully in the conference is massively big and very physical up front, the Philadelphia Eagles. And by the way, they like to run the football with not just the best running back in the game, but they like to run it with their quarterback as well. And they do play and have resorted to bully ball at times against our team at various points during the three games that we played against Philadelphia last year. So one of the things we know is they made a conscious effort to get bigger on defense. And they did. They got bigger on defense up front. Lastly, things that we know is that they should be more talented at corner. You know, this was something Ben mentioned, you know, when he was on last week. He's like, look, just compare it to last year. You know, guys like Mike Davis and Benjamin St. Juste, et cetera, right? They added, you know, a guy in the second round of the draft in Trey Amos, who could have easily gone at some point in the first round. They added Jonathan Jones, a veteran corner. They brought back their best inside corner in Noah Igbinoghene. They've got Sanders still coming back, and of course, I think the big wild card here is Marshon Lattimore, but they, you know, certainly have high hopes that that trade will end up working out, and that Lattimore, with a full offseason to get healthy, to get more acclimated to a new system, should provide them with Marshon Lattimore level play. Look, Sanders still and Noah I and Lattimore were here already. But adding Jonathan Jones and Trey Amos, and the early returns on Amos are, no one said they felt like they blew it. It's hard to tell. They just look better at corner on paper. That's what I would say we've learned. We've learned that they're probably better equipped to cover people this year with the corners they have on the roster versus the corners they had on their roster last year. So, what do we think we know heading into 2025? I think we know that they've got a top five-ish kind of a quarterback. They have a really good coaching staff. That the offensive line is improved and should be better. In fact, I think of the new things, that's what I would feel most confident about. That they made a conscious effort to get bigger on defense. They got bigger on defense. How that plays out in terms of production, time will tell, but they did get bigger up front on defense. And corner is a position that looks a lot better right now than it did a year ago. What are the things that we still don't know? Look, I'm not even going to partake in the conversation of, we don't know if Jaden will suffer a sophomore slump season. I mean, you know, maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't think he will. I think the odds, putting that onto a list of things that we don't know at this point, is really reaching. There are other things that are more obvious that we don't know. And it starts with big picture. We don't know if they've improved themselves defensively. We know that they need to improve defensively from where they were last year, but we don't know right now whether or not this will be an improved defense. I just said that they got bigger defensively, but we don't know that it manifests itself into better point of attack, better at taking on double teams, better at handling gaps, better at stopping runs, stopping the run, better at handling the run on the edges. You know, we're talking about C-gap and outside of that where they really got hurt last year. We don't know if they're better on defense overall. Specifically, we don't know if they've improved themselves as a run defense team. And there's so much that goes into that. So much that we don't even understand. Like the nuanced variability of defense year to year. There's no real obvious explanation for why a defense can be horrible one year and then the next year be massively improved without a lot of personnel changes. It happens. Without a coaching change, it happens. Defense is so much more variable year to year than offense. Bringing these guys back for year two in the same system may be the difference between being horrible, which they were last year, and being adequate, being average. If they had had an average run defense last year, may have made a difference. I mean, again, it's interesting the way the season played out. It's like, oh my God, they got run on again, but they won. They got run on again, but they won again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, we know how that was happening. That was happening with an offense and a quarterback that just would not let them lose. And they kept winning games. But ultimately, when you got to the game to get to the Super Bowl, on the first play from scrimmage, Saquon Barkley was off to the races 60 yards for a touchdown. And Philadelphia could have named their point total and yardage total in that game. They had 55 and close to 500 yards. They could have certainly, if they had needed it, gotten a lot more. Will Washington's offense end up being its best defense in 2025? That would be problematic, at least on paper, heading into the year because of the teams that they're playing and the quarterbacks they're playing and the opposing offenses that they will face. You know, you've got Jordan Love in week two. You have Justin Herbert in week five. You got Patrick Mahomes in week eight. You've got Jared Goff and the Lions in week 10. And the list keeps going on and on. You know, you've got a different setup this year. It could play out that they get good fortune and they catch teams at the right time and they catch teams that are down a few key players when they end up playing them. But what we don't know at this point, regardless of OTA days, minicamp days, a draft, free agency, we don't know if they got better on defense. I think they got bigger on defense. I think their corners certainly on paper look better on defense, but we don't know if they got better on defense. We don't know if this will be a better defensive team. By the way, it's very possible that they could end up being a better defensive team next year, but give up more or give up the same because of the competition level they're playing. Last year's best defense was their offense, the possession of the football, the not punting, the not turning it over, the scoring on most possessions. I mean, there was that stretch where they didn't punt for like 2.5 games, and they scored on almost every possession. Their fourth down percentage is staying super high, keeping possession of the ball. But to win the whole thing, I think we all feel, I do, like it's hard to overcome what they had last year to win another 12 in the regular season and then win 3 in the postseason to get there. Specifically, you know, run defense, and we certainly don't know if they're any better as a pass rush team. In fact, you could make the argument that they'll be a lesser pass rush team. By the way, I'm assuming that you guys saw some of the news from over the weekend in Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals are starting to talk. Hendrickson's going to end up a Bengal, more likely than not, I would think. What else don't we know? Defense as a whole, specifically run defense, and by the way, the ability to rush the passer. We don't know if they got more dynamic offensively. We wanted more speed. We wanted more playmaking ability. We think that they got more dynamic by the addition of Deebo Samuel, but we can't be entirely sure because the last time we saw Deebo Samuel, he was not available, and when he was, he wasn't 100%. And look, the team around him had something to do with that. But one of the things we went into this offseason thinking they needed was another big-time playmaker to add an even more dynamic element to what has already become, under Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, etc., a dynamic offense. I don't know that for sure. I feel like Deebo in a contract year is going to be a major addition and is going to add another dynamic element. But we can't be sure of it. Lastly, even though they went out there and they signed a kicker that at times has been a decent kicker in Matt Gay, we don't know that the kicking situation for sure is going to be any better than it's been. Because Matt Gay, remember, last year ended up in Indianapolis, you know, missing six kicks of 50 or more yards on the season. He was very ineffective from long distance. So we'll see. They certainly wanted more stability at kicker. We had the whole situation of multiple kickers last year. They wanted stability. We'll see if they got it in Matt Gay. We don't know for sure. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We've now got the offseason in the books. Training camp is the next time this team will convene. It's the next time, more likely than not, we'll hear from coaches and players at the very end of July. We're into, you know, 12-week or less countdown to the regular season. It can't get here fast enough. We are now, you know, basically a month and a half away from their first preseason game and their first, you know, inter-team workouts with the New England Patriots in Foxborough. What do you think you know for sure, and what do you think you don't know that we still have to wait on, probably until games start to get played, to find out? Phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can watch us on our 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
All right, yesterday the Boston Red Sox made a blockbuster trade, sending third baseman Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants in exchange for three pitchers, Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, and minor league pitcher Jose Bello. Also included in the deal was outfield prospect James Tibbs. The Red Sox sent Kyle Harrison down to AAA Wooster. J.J. Spawn wins his first career major with a monster 64-foot putt after a soggy day at Oakmont. That's the longest putt made of the day. Spawn wins the U.S. Open. Shohei Ohtani will make his pitching debut tonight versus the Padres, 21 months removed from his second UCL surgery. Ohtani will likely only pitch one or two innings tonight as a continuation of his rehab. And Joey Chestnut, the Glizzy Gobbler, returns to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest nearly 1 year removed from his Netflix head-to-head matchup versus Takeru Kobayashi. Joey Chestnut is looking to break his record of 76 hot dogs in just 10 minutes. The Nats have dropped eight in a row following a sweep by the Miami Marlins. They take on the Rockies tonight on 106.7 The Fan. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. First pitch is at 6:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.